The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Atzlacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Vav. Today's daf is being studied לעדו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן אמן זאף is being studied לרפואה שלמה יוסף בן שרה ושרה בת רחל אין נפנה להם על חולה עמו ישראל אמן we begin today's daf on Vav עמוד ראשון starting on the second line from the Metibe we are in the middle of a sugya that is discussing ידיים שאין מוכיחות which means when a person makes a statement, let's say by Nedarim, and the statement is not a conclusive statement, it's an unclear statement. So we have a whole discussion over here, is it something, is the Nedar Hal or not? So on yesterday's Amud, we actually brought a Mahloket between Abaye and Rava, which means Abaye said, Havyan Yadayim, and Rava said, no Havyan Yadayim. And each rabbi, the Gemara wanted to say that Abaye and Rava's argument by Yadayim She'en Mochichot is actually based on a machloket amongst the Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, that we found by Gittin. The case over there by Gittin was where a person writes a get to his wife, and he just writes, Are at muteret techol adam. So the rabbis say, even that's a vague language, but it's okay. The get is a get. But Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, you have to write in the get that, first of all, it's coming from me, minai lach, from me to you, and also you have to say dedan, or veden, this get. It has to be specific that you're divorcing with the paper, not verbally, and also that it's coming from the husband to the wife. So you see why the old Jinid Yadayim, Mukhichot, it's gotta be a clear language. That's why the Gemara wanted to interlink the Mahlukat Abaye and Rava to the Mahlukat of the Tanaim. The Gemara then said, no, it's possible that the opinions are not linked with each other. Could be get is different. In any event, now we're going to bring some questions against Abaye. But yeah, that wants to say Yadayim She'en Mochichot, that when you have a statement that is not conclusive, not a clear statement, that he says it's binding and it's. So we're going to bring some questions against that Shita. The Gemara begins on the second line. Metive. We have a question from a writer. A fellow said, Hare Hu Alay. Hare Ze Alay. That person goes to an object. He says, Hare hu alai. This item over here is on me. Or he says, Hare zu alai. This is on me. Asur. That statement already is binding to make the item forbidden. Why? Mipene shehu yad le korban. So this is like a handle to a korban. So normally a person would say, Hare alai davar ze, like a korban, ke korban. But he didn't say the word korban over. He just said Hare Alay. So when a person says Hare Alay, so that's already considered enough of a statement. It's considered a yad for a korban. So the Gemara says Tama de'amar Alay Ud Asur. That's because he said the word Alay. So that word gives it away. That would be considered a yad that is mukhiyah. That's a conclusive handle. Because when a person says alai, that's usually the terminology that a person would say when he makes a neder. So therefore, that's considered binding. However, aval lo amar alai, lo. But if he didn't say alai, if he just said harehu, that would be a case of yadayim, she'en mochihot. And the implication is that it's nothing. So the Gemara says, yuftad avaye. So it's a question against abaye. Davka when the yadayim is mukhiyah. Why would yadayim be mukhiyah? Because he said the word alai, hare alai. Mashma, if you didn't say the word alai, it's nothing. Why? Because it's a yadayim she'en mochichot, because you don't have the terminology of alay there. As a question against Abaye. Let's read the Ran. Metive. Hare wa alay, ta'ama de'amar alay hu de'asur. Avar lo amar lo. Ve'afalgav de'belo alay vaday yad miha havi. So the Ran points out that don't think when you don't say alay, it's nothing. When a guy says hare hu, it's something, it's just not conclusive. So the Gemara answers this question according to Abaye, Amalech Abaye. Ta'ama de amar alai hu de asur. Aval amar arehu velo amar alai arehu de hefker arehu de zdakaka amar. Abaye comes along and says, no, it's not even a yad. It's nothing. Because when a guy says arehu, talk it to the item, arehu, arehu what? Arehu, maybe I'm giving it to Sedaka. Who said he's making it asur on himself? Maybe harehu, harehu hefker. Maybe I'm making it to ownerless. So you have no ra'ayah when a guy skips the word alai, that you want to tell me it's a yad, it's just not mukhiya. No, it's not even a yad, it's not mukhiya, it's not anything. Continue the Ran where we left off. Umeshaninan. Vidilma harehu hefker kamar. Kilomar. Debelo alai afilu yad she'en mukhiya lo habili isur. It's not even a yad she mukhiyah mishum. The yad eno ela be'alai. When you say the word alai, that's a yad. The amar arez alai. The imasig debure ve'amar are alai asur. Good. If you say the word alai, it's going to be asur. Also, comes the Gemara and continues. Keep one finger on the Ran and can just continue in the Gemara. Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ha mepene shehu yad lekorban ketani. The language of the Blaita was that the reason why Hare Alai is good is because it's considered a Yad Le Korban. What does it mean, the Yad Le Korban? Which means when a person makes a Nedir, he says, usually Hare Alai Davar Zeh Ki Korban. So the word Alai per se, that's considered a Yad for a Korban. That's already considered enough language to understand that he wants to say this thing to himself, like a korban. Now, by korban, when a person says even harehu, that would also be a terminology that you would use to oser something like a korban. And therefore, don't tell me harehu is nothing. Harehu lechaorah should be at least a yad she'enu mochiyah. Let's read the Ran to get better clarity. Umakshinan. Right where we left off in the Ran. Umakshinan. Deha mepene shu yad le korban ketani kilomar mi ketani shu yad le neder, which means if a person makes a neder, yad le neder, which means areze asur. But the Gemara is not learning it from regular. You're right. When a guy says harehu, that's not the normal terminology in nedarim. Let's say, however, yad le korban ketani the le korban harehu belo alai haviyad. Why? Sheken derech ha-metnadebim lomar hare hu korban. Ve'afilu achi davka be'alai. Shema minad esfirale di yadayim de'en mochichot lo avya yadayim. Which means like this. Till now we're thinking the guy was just saying alai, it's like hare ze asur. That's what we thought hare alai means. Hare ze asur. Okay, hare alai, that's explicit enough, and therefore it's going to be asur. But if you didn't say the word alai, nothing. But yes, that's not even a yad. That's hadeh maybe hadeh ulitzdaka hadeh uefker, beautiful. But he says, no, you don't understand the Braita. When the Braita says hadeh alai, it's really a terminology of korban. What do you mean korban? Hadeh davar ze asur alai ke korban. And therefore the alai word is yadayim shemuchichot. That's a legitimate terminology to say something on you like a korban, like a sacrifice. Good. But if you say harehu without the word alai, that would be considered yadayim she'en mochichot. You know why? Because let's say I was talking to a korban itself. The way I donate a korban, I say harehu. That's the terminology that is used by a korban. So you can't tell me the word harehu is not mochichot. You cannot say it's not a yad. It might be a yad, but it's just not mukhiyah. I wasn't specific. So, Abiyya, don't come along and answer me. To me, it's not even a yad. Harehu, what kind of thing is that? Harehu, you don't make a nedir like that? No. We're not working in a regular guy that's just saying, harehu davar ze asur. We're working with the concept of he's making it asur on him like a korban. Now, if you're working with that mechanic, harehu ze asur, I like a korban, harehu is also something, by the way. Because that's the way people make korban, harehu. Arezu. So therefore, I agree, it's not mochiach. It's a yacheno mochiach. And what is it saying? Dafka, when he said, alai, it's a sub. If he didn't say alai, it's nothing. That's against Abaye, because Abaye says, yad she'en mochiach is a yad. And this is Masmovi, when a guy says, harehu, it's nothing. Huh? Right, harehu. He has an object, he has an eye, no. You peep, no. It's a yad she'en mochiach. I agree, it's en mochiach. But it's a yad, because by korbanot you do say harehu. That language you do say or harezu, which means if I had a sacrifice, forget about a nidr. If I had a sacrifice for someone, I wanted to consecrate it, whatever, I wanted to donate it to the Beit HaMikdash, I would say harezu, hareze. I would say that language. I agree. It's not mochiach because I wasn't specific, but it's enough to be considered a yad she'en mochiach. Don't tell me abaye is nothing. It's harezu is sedakah efkir. So comes the Gemara and says it's a question against abaye. Abaye comes along and answers that no. Ela ema tama de'amar alai hu asur v'chaviro mutar. So the Gemara goes in a different direction. Make the diuk like this. When the guy says alai, meaning harezu alai, hu asur v'chaviro mutar. Okay, well, he's just standing around himself. Alai. Alai means this item to me is forbidden, but to anybody else in the world, it's permissible. Aval amar arehu. But if he says arehu, shinehim asurim. Wow, it's a suit to everybody. You know why? The dilma harehu hekdesh ka'amar. Because maybe what he's making it is like hekdesh. That is a difference between hekdesh and a korban. Let's speak it out. When a guy says davar ze asur alai ke korban, he means alai to me. I cannot say it in the whole world. To me, I'm treating it like a korban. But anybody else wants to have a hana from it, they have a prerogative. But if a person comes along and says, Let's say he was clear for a second, just to get to understand. Let's say we say Hadir Davar Ze Hegdesh. Hegdesh means it's Kodesh for everybody. So therefore, Abaye is learning the Braita as follows. When a person comes along and says Hadir Alai, the Braita says Asur. Asur to who? Asur to the Noder. Because he made this item forbidden to him with the word Alai, as it is like a Korban. So the Braita makes it the Yuk. That's only because you said alai. But if you said harehu, then harehu, not that it's nothing. Harehu, now it's asur to everybody. Why? Because such a yad is eno mochiyah. And since it's eno mochiyah, we don't know what he mean. Did he mean harehu ke korban? Or did he mean harehu ke hekdesh? And since it could mean one of the two, you have to be mahmir, and therefore forbid it to the entire world. But you see what? A yad she'enu mukhiyah is something. I mean, we thought till now, Abaye came along and answered, no, yad she'enu mukhiyah, nothing. It's in this case, it's not even a yad. In this case over here, it's he's like just saying terminologies that don't have even a handle. Say, no, there's a handle over here. Because for korban, you could say harehu. The issue over here is, when you say harehu, it could mean even more a degree. Harehu could mean it's hekdesh, and therefore forbidden even to other people. So therefore, lema'aseh. Abaye holds yad she'en mukhiyah haveh yad. Normally speaking, if a guy makes a terminology that is not conclusive, Abaye says it's hal. So the Gemara, let's start again. The Gemara came along and said, oh yeah? How come when a guy comes along and says harehu ala, you're telling me it's something? But it mashma, if you said harehu, it's nothing. What do you mean nothing? Harehu should be a yad she'en mukhiyah, should be something. So the Gemara originally wanted to say, no, harehu, that's like harehu tzedakah, that's not even a yad. He says, don't tell me it's not a yad. Our brayta is discussing harehu alai in the korban sense. It's like a korban. So therefore, harehu is something, because that's the way people donate korban, they say harehu. So you can't tell me harehu is nothing. It is a yad. It might be yad she'en mukhiyah, but it is a yad. So Abaye says, I'm telling you what I mean over here. When the guy says harehu alai, then I'll say it's asur, meaning asur to himself. Mashiach, when he says harehu, that's going to be asur to everybody. You know why? Because you're right, it is a yad. But it's a yad she'en mukhiyah. And since it's a yad she'en mukhiyah, I don't know. Is his terminology ke korban? If it's korban, it's only asur to him. If it's hekdesh, hekdesh means the item itself is kodesh to the whole world. So since I don't know his intent, because it's a yad she'en mukhiyah, in Achram it's going to be asur. Meaning, so Abaye is consistent in his shita, let's get the Ram. Ela Ema, 3-4 lines at the bottom. אלא אם אתה עמד אמר עליי אבל אמר הרי הוא שניהם אסורים מכיוון, משום דכיוון שאין מוכיחות הביין ידיים איתן למנקת לחומרה ויפת גאו לחומרה ודלמה הרי הוא הקדש כאמר, so therefore הביין is consistent יד שאין מוכיח איזה יד And the issue over here is there'll be a difference between alai and harehu. Alai will just be considered, alai is to himself, because that's what alai, right, to me. Vashayka may say harehu, it's going to be asu, this item, whatever the item is in front of him, the entire world. Comes to Gemara and continues, metibe. Another question. Harezu hatat. Okay, he has an animal in front of him. It says to the animal, harezu hatat, harezu asham. Even though I say the guy's Hayav Hatat Hashem, he did a sin. He's doing the Hayav Hatat Hashem. Lo Amar Klum. He didn't say anything. Which is even though the guy has a Hatat on him, but that's a vague language. He just said Arezu Hatat, Arezu Hashem. That's not considered a Hal. However, Arezu Hatati, Arezu Hashemi. If he adds the E to it, that's mine. Imaya mechuyav devarav kayamin. If he indeed was chayav, then it's chal. Tiyuftad abaye. Question against abaye. What's the question? Let's read it on. Three lines on the bottom. Meti veharezu hatat. Afal pishu mechuyav hatat ve'asham. Lo amar klum. She'en hatat ba'an nedaba. Because you can't bring a hatat as a... I can't just say, I'm going to bring a hatat to the Beit HaMikdash. Either you're obligated to bring it or you don't bring it. So therefore, when the guy says, Arezu hatat, that's like a nedaba. Even though the guy's obligated already on his head to bring a hatat, Arezu hatat is vague language. Mashiach, if you said, Arezu hatati, okay, all you're doing is just designating the hatat that you're obligated to bring already, that's fine. But what do you see over here? Tiyuftad dabiyah, continue. Dan. Which means, when a guy says, Harezu hatat, it is a handle. It's just a handle that's not mukhiyah. Because since the guy is hayav hatat, you can't say that when he says, Harezu hatat, it's nothing. There is something there. It's just a handle that's not conclusive. And what is the Braita saying? It's saying, when a guy says, Harezu hatat, it's nothing. Question against Abaye again. When a guy says Arezu Hatat, you can't say it's not even a handle, that it's not even a lashon to be reckoned with, because since the guy is Hayav Hatat, so when a guy says Arezu Hatat, he is saying something, because he has a Hatat on him, so you can't just discount the language and say it's zero. Ilawat, it is something. It would be considered a classic case of a Yad, She'enu Mukhiyah. Very good. And what is the Braita saying? It's nothing. Harez hatat, zero. What do you mean? According to Abaye, Abaye says, Yad she'en mukhiyah is hal. So therefore, harez hatat should be hal. Why are you telling me dafka when it was mukhiyah? Harez hatati, harez ashami. Even harez hatat should be considered enough to be considered hal. Tiyuftad Abaye. So comes Gibran says, Amma lecha Abaye. So Abaye will come along and tell you. Huh? You ask me from that Braita? Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. What do you want from me? That Braita is following Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we learn on yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda by get held you have to be specific? Right? He said you have to write this get over here from me to you. So Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that holds you have to have Yadayim Mukhichot. So Abaye says, you're asking from me, from this bright over here? That bright is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, you need mukhiyot. I don't need mukhiyot. He also needs mukhiyot. So that bright is like Rabbi Yehuda. See how he deflects it? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ve'a Abaye Yehuda amar ana da'amri afil Rabbi Yehuda. Remember on yesterday's daf, Abaye came along and said, what are you talking? My shita is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which is even the Biudah would agree to me. The Biudah Dafka needed specificity over there by get because it says Jiritut. So you gotta be clear. But by other places, even Abaye will agree, even the Biudah will agree, you don't need Mukhichot. So what happened? How did Abaye come along now? It's, oh, yeah, Yad She'en Mochiach, that's nothing. Yeah, that bright over there, that's Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? You yourself said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to you, that Yadayim She'en Mochiachot, have you needed? You just said get is different. So the Gemara says, Hadar Beh. Abaye fell off that opinion. Which means, Lema'aseh, Abaye holds that Rabbi Yehuda is against him. Which means, he held now that I'm going like Rabbanan, Abaye said. Which means the rabbis that said, you just write at muteret, it's vague, that's enough. I'm like that opinion. I'm not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you got to be clear. This gift from me to you, beautiful. So therefore, once already the Rabbi Yehuda is against Abaye, so if Abaye come along and say, don't ask me from that brighter, that's Rabbi Yehuda, what do you want from me? So now the Gemara just makes a circle here now. Gemara says, Ela lema, Rava damar kan Yehuda. Well, now I want to go the other way. Rava was the opinion that argued on Abaye. Rava held, Yadayim she'en mochichot lo havi neder. Yeah, if it's not mochiach to yad, it's nothing. So now we're going to say what? That must be Rava holds like the Yehuda. Because on yesterday's daf, if you remember, we said that Rava came along and said, no, don't put me with only the Yehuda. I could even be going like the rabbis. Because the rabbis that said over there that you don't have to be clear by a get, it's because what are you going to suspect? When a guy says, Hare'at muteret lechol adam, what are you going to worry about? That what? Maybe somebody else is giving the get to somebody else's wife? Who does that? By get, you don't have to be specific. But even the rabbis will agree that what? That you have to be a specific by Nedarim. So the Gemara says, I want to know how far you're retracting. Just like you're retracting and telling me that Abaye is going like the rabbis, exclusively. Do you want to tell me that Rava is exclusively only going like the Biyuda? Are you now cutting it? So the Gemara says, Amalecha Rava. Anna da amri afilu rabbanan. He says, no, don't change me. Anna, I can even be going like the rabbis. Ad kan lo kamri rabbanan de lo bainan yadai mochichot ela gabegit. Ten adam megereshet eshet chavero. Rabbi alma yadai mochichot. Which means, just because you're switching Abaye around, don't turn Rava around. Rava remains, he's going to say that my shita that says yadayim she'en mochichot lo avi neder can be going even according to the rabbis. For sure, keep going like the Yehuda, because the Yehuda clearly says if you're not clear in the get, it's nothing. That's for sure. In mochichot is nothing. Rabbi is going to say, I can even go like the rabbis. Why did the rabbis allow vagueness in the get? Because what are you going to suspect when the guy writes, Hare'at muteret lechol adam? What's the hashash? Or maybe somebody else is writing it. What do you mean? Who? Somebody else is going to write a get and give it to his friend's wife? That's far fetched. So therefore, while we're making a retraction in Abaye, we're not making the retraction in Rava, which means Abaye is going not like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas Rava, the Shitato, he can be going like even the rabbis. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ba'er Papa. Okay, the Papa now has another question now. Yesh yad the kedushin or lo? Nu she'ela. We already established as a mahloket if there's a yad by Nedarim or not. Well, actually, we didn't establish a mahloket. There is a yad by Nedarim. That's not a mahloket. The mahloket by Nedarim is yad she'en mochiyah. Is it a yad or not? But yad by Nedarim, if it's mochiyah, if it's a clear yad, like the case of Amishnah, where the guy said, Mudani mimecha she'ani ochel lecha, where the guy's specific, everybody holds, it's asur. Good. But does this concept of yad handles apply to other items? For example, kiddushin. Now, why would I think it shouldn't apply? So read the Tapran. Even if it gets explicit, yad, clear language. Now, yadot, if you remember, we have an explicit derasha by Nedarim. Right? We learned it from Nazir, Hekesh to Nedarim. Now, it really doesn't say anything by Kiddushin that yads work, but so what? Bema matzinu minedarim. I would learn a mamatzinu, which means, what's a mamatzinu? Once I find the concept already in one place in the Torah, I have the right to now apply it, because Kiddushin is also a verbal situation. The guy goes to why? So he can stop playing. He wasn't clear. It's a handle. So we want to know, well, does this whole thing apply bichlal, even if it's explicit? Even if it's mefirush, it's a yad mochiach. Why? What's the other side? אין יד, ואפילו מוכיח דנדרים שאני דחמידי. דאפילו בדבורה בעל מהחיירים, מה שקר בקדושין שצריכים איזה מעשה, כסף או שטר או ביעה. I can argue and say no. Maybe the reason why yad works by nedarim, because all you need is verbal. But kiddushin, yeah, you do verbal, but it's got to be followed up by an action. Hare mekudeshin, you got to give money. Hare mekudeshin, you got to give a shtar, or bi'ah. So therefore, I could argue and say, maybe in those cases over there, maybe yad doesn't work at all. Maybe you got to be, say the terminology like you're supposed to say it. By nedarim, I could come along and say, a ned is going to be hal, even if it's just a yad. Why? Because you see already it's hal even by just the dibur alone. So as long as it's a yad mochiyach, that's enough. Mashi'enke, maybe by kiddushin, where you need a dibur plus a maaseh, maybe even a yad mochiyach is not going to be hal. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, well, what's the case? Now we have to give a case so we know what we're talking about. Hechi dame. Ilema, maybe you'll tell me a case like this. The amar la, the isha. Guy goes to a lady. הרי את מקודשת לי. Hey, tazla, הרי את מקודשת לי. ואמר לחברתה, and he goes to the girl standing next to her, her friend, ואת נמי, and you too. So the Gemara says, and the Ran points out, ונתן לה שתי פירוטות. Which means, and he gave the girl two פירוטות. One for her, and one already she accepted for her friend. So Yabara says, Pshita, Hainu Kiddushin Atzman. That's a Yad Mukhiyah. That's you did Kiddushin over there. So Yabara says, Ela, Kegon de Amada li Isha. The case is talking about where he told the lady, Hare at Mekudeshet li, Ve Amada le Haberta ve At. He didn't say ve'at nameh. He just said, and you. Now, and you what? Mi amrinan ve'at nameh. Do we say ve'at means and you also? Amar la lehaverta. That's what he's telling his friend. Ve'tafsu ba kiddushin lehaverta. For the kiddushin is to face also by the friend. O dilma ve'at hazai.
You see.
You just look at it. Ve'at, and I want you to observe. And you'll observe that I'm giving kiddushin to this lady. That, and you'll be an observer. Amar la lahavirta, ve'lo tafsi ba kiddushin b'havirta. So that's the question, which means vaday if he came along and said ve'at name. What do you mean? I'm ve'at name, and you also. That's beferush. You're saying it to two ladies over there. There's nothing to be questioning over there. That's not a yad. That's you're saying it. No, the question is ve'at mekudeshin. In the case it's talking about where you didn't give each one a coin. If you gave each one a coin separately, with the she'ela also. I gave the two coins to one lady. So my she'ela is, do I say, hare'at mekudeshni ve'at, it's to both ladies, and when I'm giving the one coin, two coins to the one lady, she's like the shaliyah for the other lady. She's accepting the coin for herself, and she's accepting the second coin on behalf of her friend. Now even though you'll tell me, do we say that a lady becomes a shaliyah to accept kiddushin, for her tzara, yeah. Because now by accepting this kiddushin for her friend, she's bringing a co-wife into the situation over here. The law is, yes, a lady can become a shaliyah, even where it's going to make her a co-wife. So the case is again, guy took two coins, there's two ladies standing in front of him. He dropped two coins in one lady's hand. Because if he gave each one a coin, there's no she'ela. He's mekadesh two ladies, that's not a yad anymore, he's mekadesh. He put two in one hand, and he says, "Hare at mekudeshet li bekaspa aden kedat Moshe v'Yisrael ve'at." Oh, ve'at what? So do you say ve'at, and you also? And therefore this lady accepted the second coin, she's accepting on behalf of her friend, and therefore both are kiddushin, which is incidentally, according to the Ran, this is a case of yad mochiyah. Because, yes, it's mochiyah, because 99.9%, that's what the guy means when he does that. Or do you say that since he could have meant ve'at, meaning ve'at hazai, which means you're an observer, and therefore I'll tell you that even though it's a yad mochiyah, it's nothing. because I can interpret it as it's a mochia. It's enough to say it's a mochia. But since already maybe a yad mochia doesn't apply by kiddushin, then that whole question. Maybe even a yad mochia doesn't apply by kiddushin. So therefore, maybe it's still zero. All right, but then what is he saying then? Yes, mochia. That's right. Yes. Look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Let's read the Ran. ואמר לה לאישה הרי הקודשת ונתן לה שתי פירוטות ואמר לחברתה ואת מימלינן ואת נמה אמר לחברתה וכי אמרה דני חלה when the first lady accepted הביא מקודשת החברתה קיבלה בשליחותה הוא said the first lady when she accepted the two coins she was the שליח כדי קיים עליו בפרק האיש מקדש תאישה נעשת שליח לחברתה ואפילו במקום שנעשית להצרה good that a lady can become a שליח to her friend, even though by accepting the kiddushin for a friend, she's going to make herself now a co-wife. Next round. O dilma, next round. Ve'at hazai amala lahavirta. Da'fagav de'lo mashma hacheh. Even though it's not mashma that he's saying that, you'll be an observer. What do you mean you'll be an observer? What does he need an observer for? Ve'yad mukhiyahu. And really this is a case of yad mukhiyah. De'be'at nameh ka'ama. That really it's mashma. When he says at, it means at nameh. Kivan de en yad, since bottom line there's a side to say that yads don't work by kiddushin at all, lo mahani ana kiddushin, laminan ve'at chazai kamar. Then maybe it's not mahani at all, because even a yad mukhiyah is not mahani, and therefore I'll just say that he's just telling to be an observer. That's the Gemara's question, of Rab Papa's question. So the Gemara says, hold it, umi miv'ele l'Rab Papa? What are you talking? Rab Papa, does he have a question at all? They crystallize the question. Does a yad mochiyah? Say it better. Does a yad, even if it's mochiyah, apply to kiddushin? Which means maybe you gotta say to each lady, "Hare at mikudeshit li kedat." Which you can't even do vats because even atnam is. Which atnam is explicit enough. Yeah, atnam is explicit. That's not even a yad. That's atnam. You also like ditto. You're saying hare at mikudeshit li, but she can vat. That's also the Gemara wants to start. Now you're in the yad section. But even at the Ran holds is a mochiyah, because what is he saying? He dropped two coins in the lady's hand and he turns to the other lady and says, Ve'at. But you know what? If you're not going to say yad, mochiyah applies to kiddushin, I'll tell you it's nothing. So that's not Papa's sefek. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, Papa? You have a sefek on this? How could you have a sefek on this? Why not? ומי מבעלה לרפפה והם דאמה לרפפה להפייה in מסכת גיטין. Rav Papa told Abaye, conversation. Mi savar Shemuel yadayim she'en mochichot havya yadayim? Which means, Rav Papa was reacting to something that Shemuel said. So he reacts and says, what are you talking? Does Shemuel hold yadayim she'en mochichot havya yadayim? Which means he couldn't believe that Shemuel holds that even by Gittin, let's say, that even if yadayim are not mochichot, they're considered yadayim. Nichlal the sfira l'Rav Papa diyesh yad l'kiddushin or l'kiddushin, which means he only was shocked, Rav Papa, that Shemuel holds yadayim she'en mochichot are yadayim. Mashma that if Shemuel just would have said yadayim mochichot havya yadayim, okay. He was okay with that. And we're talking about kiddushin. So how could Rav Papa was safek yesh yad l'kiddushin? What do you mean? It sounds like the Masechet Gittin that you hold there's a yad. You just was shocked. That a yad she'en mochiyah Shemuel holds. Yeah. But a yad that's mochiyah, mashma, you agree to that. So what's your sefek? Gemara says, Hada, or something like this word, Hada, Migo mai disfira l'shmuel amar le'abaye. Which means now, don't forget Hidayah. He was just asking a contradiction to something else Shemuel said. Which means really that Papa himself, I don't even know if there's a yad at all. But you, Shemuel, according to you, I think there's a contradiction in what you're saying, because I have you down in another place that's mashma, that if it's not mochiyah, it's nothing. But what do you mean? But in this place over here, it's mashma, you're saying that yad she'en mochiyah is something. So all that Papa was doing was dealing with Shemuel, trying to square off his shita. But that's no reflection on what the Papa himself holds. I mean, that Papa, the shita, though, he holds, I don't know. I don't know if this is a yad or not. So what do I mean? But when it came to Shemuel, he said, how could he hold that this yad she'en mochiyah is considered something? Yeah, that's in Shemuel. He wants to know, because Shemuel is contradicting himself. But by shaking me, I don't even know if there's a yad, even if it is mochiyah. And therefore, this question is left in abeyance. That's it. We don't have an answer to this question. Continue the Gemara. Dan asked a very strong question over here. Look at the first line in Dan, the first wide line. Vim Tomar. Umayka mesafka le bekidushin. May shenam bekitin. Dilekula alma yesh yad kedmutach sugyan de le'el. Velo peligi ila biyad she'enu mochiyah. Tell me a question that Dan's asking. Remember above, we had a machlok between the Biyudan and the Rabbanan by get?
Yes.
What was the machlok by get? He used the vague language in the get. It was a yad she'enu mochiyah. Machlok at Rabbanan and the Biyudan. But everybody holds by getin, there's a yad.
Yeah.
But by kiddushin, there's a question if even a yad mochiyah works. So the Ran says, why by Gittin everybody agrees that a Yad Mukhiyah works, and by Kiddushin we don't even know if a Yad Mukhiyah works? What's the difference between Gittin and Kiddushin? Mm-hmm. Strong question. That's exactly his answer. Yes, Lomar. The Shani get. Kivan di'ika ma'ase. Dahainu nitinata get. Liyada. Have tafe miyad. Ve'ikar mukhiyah mikri. Ikar is in the yad. Ikar is you giving the get over. Mm-hmm. Here you did one ma'aseh for two people, which is in the case of the get, you took a piece of paper, you gave the get to the lady over there. So it's much easier to say that the get is going to be hal, even if it's only a yad, even if the terminology is vague. Mashenkin by Kiddushin, the reason why we have a safek at all is because to the second lady he didn't do anything. What's the case we're talking? Two coins he dropped in one hand and he said that. There, I don't know, maybe a yad is not going to work. Which means, of course, if he gave two coins separately, that's not even a yad. That's Kiddushin. You understand the difference? That's why by Kiddushin we have a safek if a yad works at all, because it's not even followed by a ma'aseh in the second lady. Next question of the Gemara. Ma'ira papa. Yes, yad le pea or en yad le pea. What does that mean? We know a person has a field. He has to leave a corner of his field for the aniim. Right? Pea tzadecha. So is there a yad or not for this type of item? Let's read the Ram. Ba'era papa. Yes, lad le pea. Kilomar. Im temsel lomar bekidushin en yad. Maybe you'll tell me, just like, maybe bekidushin doesn't yad, doesn't work. Delo et kishin darim, klal. Pe'adit kishmai. Oh. Pe'ah already, we find pesukim where pe'ah and nidarim are linked. So maybe kiddushin, you want to tell me, don't bring in kiddushin, but maybe pe'ah is more closer to nidarim, and therefore maybe there's yad by pe'ah. Now, what's the case? What did the guy do? What's the case? Ilema de amar. Hadin ugiya. Lehve pea, vehaden name. He went to his field. He said, "This patch, what called patch? Yeah. Fine. This patch will be pea, and this one also. How pea mealiatai? That's not a yad. That's this one's pea, and this one's pea. I mean, you have to designate the pea. So then, when the guy comes to this field and says, okay, this patch is pea, and this one also, that's not a yad even. That you're saying it." He just said, and this. He looked at one patch. This is pea, and this what? Velo amar name. He didn't say the word name. He didn't say also. So Gemara says my. What's the case? Now let's speak out over here. Let's speak out for a second. Side point. Now parentheses now. The case has to be where we're talking where there was enough pe'ah in the first patch that he didn't have to get to the second patch. You would have to leave for pe'ah. Because if you're going to say there wasn't enough in the first patch, vadai, he means both patches. That's also beferush. Good. So you have to say that what? That there was enough in the first, but he wants to add more. So from this, as a side point, you can learn another halakha. The Gemara says the halakha. Michlal, dechi amar sadeh kulehu teve pe'ah, havya pe'ah. From here you can see that a guy can make his whole field Pe'ah. I mean, let's say, guys, call us initially Pe'ah. It's going to be Hal. Because in this case over here, for sure the first patch was enough. We have a Sefik, maybe the second patch is also. That means he's giving more than he wants, but you can do that. So the Gemara says, yeah, you can do that, no problem. Vatanya, like we learned, it's not a question. Vatanya is a proof. How do we know that a guy wants to make his whole field pe'ah? He can do that. Tamud lomar pe'at sadecha. What does the word pe'at sadecha teach us? Look at Rashi, Ran. Midelo katuv pe'ah shibesadecha. If the law would be that you can only designate part of your field, it would say the pe'ah shibesadecha in your field. It says no. Pe'at sadecha. Your whole sadeh is pe'ah. Okay, so you don't decide halakha now, by the way. Guy can
make his whole
field. Now back to our question. Yes, yad, be pe'ah or en yad. Because the guy over here just said, this furrow is pe'ah. Okay, then he said, ve'adin. So it's yadayim, she'ena mochichot, or maybe you'll tell me it is mochichot, like the Ran learned earlier. Because, what is he talking about? What's the stuff here? What am I doing? I'm in a field making pe'ah. So the kavanah, it is. So the Gemara says, Mi amrina, do you say, kevan de itkash le korbanot? Since we have a hekesh between pe'ah to korban, what is this hekesh? We'll see the hekesh now. Ma korbanot yesh lahem yad, a pe'ah yesh la yad, o dilma ki itkash le bal te'aher hu de itkash. Which means, we have a hekesh. We're going to see the hekesh immediately where it is. Korbanot and pe'ah. Beautiful. When you make this connection between these two concepts, maybe I'll connect them to everything. That just like by korbanot, yesh yad be korbanot. So I'll just say, yesh yad be pe'ah. Or maybe, no. Maybe I'm going to connect them with a hekesh, but not to every item. Maybe it's legabe bal te'aher. Which means, just like by korban, you have to make good on your korban by a certain time, so too by pe'ah. You got to give the pe'ah to the aniyim by a certain time. Now, the Ran comes along as a question. Afalgav de kaimalan en hekesh lemehsa. Okay, we've ruled it. What do you mean? When you make a hekesh, en hekesh lemehsa. You make it the connection, you got to make it for everything. So the Ran says, shani pe'ah de lo ketivi behedya. Another cloud. We're going to see where the hekesh is now, by the way. You're going to see that the hekesh, it doesn't say exactly pe'ah in the pasuk. The hekesh is like from korban, which is explicit, and pe'ah, which is implicit. On such hekeshim, you can go lemehsa. The rule of en hekesh lemehsa is only when both of them are explicit. Okay, that's the cloud. Now the Gemara finishes. Ve'hecha itkash. Where's the hekesh? The Tanya. Me'imach. Ze leket shecha upe'ah. End of subject. What's the me'imach pasuk? I read you pasuk. Ki tedo neder la'ashem elohecha. That makes a neder. Lo te'aher l'shalemo. I do not delay to make it on your neder. Ki daro shidreshenu Hashem elohecha me'imach. Oh. That word me'imach, the rabbi says, you know what that word me'imach is teaching you? Pe'ah. Now, how can that word teach you pe'ah? So the Mefashim explained, because another pasuk says, it he'ani emach. The poor man's stuff is where? By you. What's the poor man's stuff? Pe'ah. So therefore, when the pasuk says, kidarosh yidreshenu me'imach, it's coming to tell you pe'ah as well. Also, pe'ah is connected to korbanot. It's kita don neder, it's korban lo ta'achir. So the Gemara wants to know, do you compare it, maybe only for Notahir? And you can go to Hatsayin, because Pe'ah is not written explicitly from the Derashah of Me'imach, or do you say, no, it's coming to include even Yad. Gemara leaves that in abeyance as well. So we ask two questions. Yes, Yad, the Kiddushin? We didn't answer it. But we said, even if you want to say En Yad, Afilu Mochiach the Kiddushin, meaning, if a guy said to two ladies, Arami Kodeshit Li, dropped two coins in it and said, Ve'at, I'll tell you, it's nothing. Maybe by Pe'ah, which already have an existing Hekesh between Korbanot and Pe'ah, maybe I'll tell you, just like by Korban, yesh yad, so to by Pe'ah, or no? Gemara leaves it in the Bayans. Baruch Allah.
Amen.